Box, EMPShield.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's Present Truth. I've discussed this gathering with Vladimir Putin, the meeting with Putin and Xi Jinping. We still don't, we people in this country, internationally, to a great degree, don't realize what that meeting meant. I'll read a little bit to you to try to help you understand. I know that it was monumental because I look at it from a position of Bible prophecy. So in Moscow, Xi and Putin, they buried the Pax Americana. I'm reading from thecradle.com. I'll bring the points out of this. In the last 500 years, the nations of the West were the nations to set global agenda. For 500 years, what just happened with Xi and Putin meeting in Moscow ended the rule of the globalists in the West setting the globalist agenda. Xi Jinping, Russian Vladimir Putin, they are now running the multilateral, multipolar show. This is what that meant. The multilateral, multipolar show. These two individuals now are setting the global agenda. This is monumental. In Washington, D.C., this administration and the hidden administration that is being led by Barry Satoro, this is a monumental blow to the Luciferian Illuminati agenda. It is a more than a blow, because this has now set boundaries internationally on what empire the globalist West is going to be able to do in the future for world hegemony. Western exceptionalists, according to the article, may deploy their crybaby routines as much as they want. Nothing is going to change the spectacular optics and the underlying substance of this developing world order, especially for the global South. What Putin and Xi did is they changed the global order of things internationally. Before these two were able to, before they even got together, and before they were able to explain what their intentions were, they already had a strategy. The strategy was to go before the media in that region and conduct this meeting. And they did it perfectly. What Putin did is he addressed the people of China through the People's Daily newspaper, and he laid out the agenda, which was a future-bound partnership between Russia and China. Now, Xi, on the other hand, he was published in the Russian Gazette and the RIA Novosti website. And he was focusing on the new chapter in cooperation and common development with China and Russia. The news media of the West picked it up. They are paying attention to it. All of the European Union nations are paying attention to what happened, what took place. The people of the world, we're just trying to get by, paycheck to paycheck, make a living. We're not interested. This is like we're not interested in things of this nature. But I'm telling you, I'm interested in it from a perspective of Bible prophecy. Because if this did not happen, Christ cannot return. This is one of the reasons why he would not be able to return. There has to be two systems at the time that Christ returns of commerce. The commerce system, the trade system, the control system of Antichrist in the West, based in America, and the alternate system based outside of the Luciferian Illuminati world control plan of globalism in the West, in the East, which will eventually lay in the hands of China. We are watching history today. We'll be back.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business. That is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being,
During this meeting, they met for 4 hours, and at the end, Putin escorted Xi to his limo. Now, one of the things they discussed was mapping out a solution to Ukraine. And also, all of the different aspects to multipolarity, which the two nations will be involved with. They will continue in the process. And there's 100 countries. Well, there's, I can't remember if I read the article correctly. I think there are 100 countries that are considering joining this new trade system. Now, Putin stressed that he respects China and their position and the plan, a 12-point plan of conflict resolution, which has been rejected by Washington. Naturally, it has to be rejected by the U.S. because the Ukraine, what's happening in Ukraine, is a CIA operation. It is a strategy to force Russia's hand into conflict. Russia, for the last year plus, has not taken the bait. Russia won't take the bait. China, now involved, even Zelensky said that he is even open to what China may have to say about bringing an end to the conflict in Ukraine. Now, Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State, said, no, there's not going to be any end to the conflict in Ukraine, because if there's any slowdown or even if there's a ceasefire, this will give Russia time to restock. No, Russia doesn't need time to restock. They can keep pouring munition and weapons day after day after day after day for the next 15, 20 years. On the other hand, NATO nations are running their supplies, military weaponry, the arsenals are being depleted. They can't keep up. So Anthony Blinken basically said, no, we are not going to cease the pressure in Ukraine and the conflict. We're not going to stop it. And so what happens is Russia states they want demilitarization. They want Ukrainian neutrality. And they want the truth to be released to the world. And the Russian Foreign Ministry has ruled out completely a role for the United States, United Kingdom, France, Germany, in any decisions and negotiations that will take place in Ukraine, because these nations are not neutral mediators. They would go in with an agenda. Then Putin also, and Putin is very wise. The ruble, with as strong as it is right now, the ruble is not an international currency. It is not accepted internationally by many, many nations. So what did Putin do in a wise strategy? He endorses the role of the Chinese yuan as a new trade currency of choice. It's going to be a new reserve currency backed by gold or commodities. So this meeting that took place last week is strategic for the people of the world, because there's an alternate to the Antichrist economic system that is coming. There's an alternative. There's a way out. There's a new, the petrodollar currency is losing. The petrodollar is about to be destroyed. And the powers of the West, they know it. This is why they're pushing for this elimination of currency and going to a digital system, because they can control it. They believe. They believe they're going to be able to control the new digital currency system that will come into the world in the near future. They are mistaken. The Bible says they will not get to control it all. They get what is their portion. They get to control what God will limit them and allow them to control. He will limit them in power. See, it says that even Antichrist is given great authority. Just great authority. But he's not given all authority. And during, even while he is running the world, there will be nations of the world that are going to continue to be like dogs nipping at his knees. And I don't mean little chihuahuas. I mean God is going to mock Antichrist. He may think that he is, even though he may be the child of Satan himself, he's still going to be limited. Even though he's going to be raised from the dead, he's still going to eventually go into eternal fire. He's going to live for eternity. He's going to have consciousness eternally. He'll know eternally who he was while he existed on this earth. And he won't forget a thing, especially the pain to come. Now, I've also talked about another thing. I entered the program yesterday that Russia has been, you might say, Russia in the future is going to be punished, judged. And all of a sudden now Russia is concerned about the escalation of violence in Israel in the occupied areas. Well, for some reason, God punishes Russia in the near future, and I believe it's because of hidden anti-Semitism. Now, I'll read from an article. This is out of TASS. Russia is gravely concerned about the human rights situation in Israel-occupied territories and is calling on all sides to refrain from provocations. A member of the Russian delegation to the 52nd session of the UN Human Rights Council said on Wednesday. Now, Russia, I'm afraid, is going to take the position of the Islamic terrorist groups that want Russia Israel destroyed at any cost, for completely, totally. And this is where the beginning of Russia's judgment is going to begin. When Russia begins to support the nations who are aggressive toward Israel, the nations that are going to be partners with Russia, when Russia invades Israel and comes into the Middle East. We're watching again things develop. There's ongoing escalation of violence that affects civilians, women, children, provocative violations of the states, the holy sites in Jerusalem, Israeli plans to ramp up resettlement construction, nonstop practice of raising Palestinian-owned housing, and the decision of Israeli's government to legalize outposts in the occupied Palestinian territories. Russia has no business getting involved, but the thing is, Russia has comrades in the game in the Middle East. This is going to be where Russia makes the mistake. Presently, Russia is being victorious in her conflict in Ukraine, victorious diplomatically, bringing nations into the BRICS trading network groups, victorious in working out an agreement with Xi Jinping. The two nations have changed the global order. They are now directing the direction of international global order. Many ways, Russia is being victorious. But Russia's going to make a mistake, and they're making it. Once they begin to befriend and to equip, to help, stand with enemies of Israel, then things are going to change. In the meantime, let's talk about what happens with Israel and the United States, because this is also is escalating with America's trying to, like I had read, and I'll go to that article I had read just, I think, yesterday or the day before. Day before, I think. That America, we're getting our fingers in a coup. This is what's taking place in Israel. There is a coup against Benjamin Netanyahu. This was on March 16th. And Netanyahu, after he became prime minister, soon after he returned to office, protocol is the United States, led by the imposter Joe Biden, would invite Benjamin Netanyahu to Washington and congratulate him on his victory. But he hasn't been invited. And he's waiting for the invitation. The invitation isn't coming, because the individual that is ruling this country and giving Joe Biden direction, Barry Satoru, is not a friend of Benjamin Netanyahu. He is not a friend of Israel. And he is not going to allow Netanyahu to come to meet with Biden, because Netanyahu is going to figure out it's probably not Joe Biden he's meeting with. And Netanyahu is wise enough to know that whoever is there, if it should be the real Joe Biden, whatever is inside is really empty. There's nothing there. There's no substance. It's just an individual that shakes hands with invisible, who knows who he's shaking hands with. Benjamin Netanyahu, they don't want him coming to America. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he ordered high-ranking officials and ministers of his coalition government to avoid meeting with U.S. officials in Washington until he receives an invitation to meet with Joe Biden. According to an anonymous source, he stated, as long as I don't visit there, the U.S., as long as I don't visit the United States, nobody does. Good for him. The report adds, Netanyahu has been angry over the fact that since assuming role of prime minister, he's not been invited to Washington on behalf of the U.S. president. The talks regarding an invitation for the Israeli prime minister to even coming to the United States have not even been discussed. According to Reuters, a review of official visits dating back to the 1970s. I'll finish this when I come back. Podcasts are 1360khnc.com, The Present Truth.
JD here. Join me as I take my A-10 Warthog radio show into the swamp to do battle with the political and propagandist cockroaches and swamp creatures. Saturdays, noon to 1.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
A soldier in Afghanistan whose neck had been deeply sliced by shrapnel had a pressure bandage applied for several hours, but no clot had formed. The pressure bandage was removed, bleed stop was applied, and within 2 minutes the bleeding had completely stopped. Bleed stop. Safe in the wound? Find bleed stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the bleed stop button at the top of the page.
Hi there, we're the guys from All Gas, No Class Radio.
Please join us and support our new show Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. We'd love to have you.
Because we're too ugly for OnlyFans.
So, by this point, Benjamin Netanyahu should have been invited to the White House. Now, another reason he hasn't been is because, according to this article, this is out of the cradle.co, I'm sorry. Over the past few months, several U.S. officials and U.S.-based Jewish groups have criticized Israel's new far-right government for its brutal suppression of Palestinians and increased settlement expansion into Palestinian territories. Netanyahu is in this new judicial overhaul, and it seeks to limit the power of Israel's judiciary and Israel's democracy. So this is the protest. Well, you can protest all you want. This isn't a protest. This is a coup by the CIA. Like I had read, and I'm going to read to you again. The United States is involved in the conflict in Israel presently. Now, this is out of the 26th of this month, out of the Zero Hedge. U.S. strongly urges compromise as massive protests erupt across Israel after anti-judicial reform minister fired. I had already read some of this to you last week, but it goes on to say here, I'm going to go to the other part of the article. This country is ratcheting up the pressure on Netanyahu. Washington has chimed in. Here's what they say. We are deeply concerned by today's development out of Israel, which further underscore the urgent need for compromise. As the president recently discussed with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, democratic values have always been and must remain a hallmark of U.S.-Israeli relationship. Democratic societies are strengthened by checks and balances. Fundamental changes to a democratic system should be pursued with the broadest possible base of popular support. We continue to strongly urge Israeli leaders to find a compromise as soon as possible. We believe that it is best path for Israel and all of its citizens. U.S. support for Israel, security, and democracy remains ironclad. Which, this followed an earlier report by the U.S. State Department stating that the U.S. State Department has been funding a left-wing organization in Israel that is helping to promote anti-government protests aimed at bringing down Benjamin Netanyahu. He's the big threat to the globalists. He's the big threat to the globalists presently. He has to play the game with the globalists. Even, I will say that Israel, when we go to the Antichrist digital cashless currency, Israel is going to be part of that cashless system. Israel should actually jump to the multipolar system. But because America rules Israel and controls to a great deal what happens in Israel, Israel is going to be involved in the new cashless system of Antichrist. Sorry to tell you Jewish friends, listeners, but that's what's going to happen. You better tell your friends in Israel, don't take the mark of the beast. So these protests, which are aimed at bringing down Netanyahu and these reforms, are being supported by government money. Taxpayer funds have been granted for the Movement to Quality Government, which has participated in the protests that have rocked Israel for weeks and are presently rocking Israel. They began after Netanyahu, whose right-wing coalition won a commanding majority in recent elections. They began tackling the decades-old problem of the judicial usurpation of power from the legislature. So the minute Netanyahu came back, and I've been talking about Netanyahu, you know I have, that he is going to be the prime minister that is going to send Israel, the IDF, into battle in the coming war. I know that you're waiting and waiting and waiting for this to take place. I hope only a fool wants hardship, according to the Bible. Only a fool looks to bring about pain. I'm not a fool. I can't stop Bible prophecy. But I'm not looking forward to the coming war where Israel takes out all the terrorist groups, because it just means we're that much closer to Antichrist coming to power. I'm not a fool. I don't think you guys are fools either. Now, so here's what happens now. Next, this just happened yesterday. Benjamin Netanyahu, out of RT.com, Russia Today. Netanyahu tells Biden to stay out of Israel's business. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responded after President Joe Biden voiced his concerns about the proposed judicial reforms in Israel, insisting his country would make its own decisions and not succumb to pressure from abroad. I've repeatedly said on my programs, Benjamin Netanyahu is no longer, Israel is no longer taking a position as being the tail. They've always been fifth, sixth seat. No, Israel is going to be a very important voice in things that happen in the future. Very important voice. They're not going to be in the back row. And Netanyahu is not going to, he doesn't care what the UN says. He doesn't care what America says. He doesn't care what the imposter says. He doesn't care what the person that is giving the imposter orders, Barack Obama, he don't care about Barack Obama. He doesn't care about Scholz in Germany. He doesn't even care about Vladimir Putin. Nobody's going to tell Israel what to do. Israel is going to defend itself. In a series of tweets shared on Tuesday night, Netanyahu noted that he has known his counterpart for over 40 years, meaning Biden, and commended Biden for the longstanding commitment to Israel. However, he urged Washington not to meddle in his country's internal affairs, after Biden says he was very concerned about the upcoming legal challenges. Now, what does it say in the Proverbs? When you meddle in somebody else's business, it's like grabbing the dog between the ears. Don't meddle in Israel's business. You're grabbing a dog by the ears. You're going to get you.
Back in the USSR. Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
This is Steve from the Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado. We're looking for some technicians. If you're looking for a place to work where they don't expose you to dangerous chemicals, where they don't yell at you, where you're not forced to work like a slave, then you look forward to going to work every day. Come talk to us. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, in Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492. 720-680-0492. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
At Mile High Cruise Planners, traveling is their passion and their area of expertise. See how their experience, travel knowledge, and preferred access to special offers can lead you to a stress-free vacation plan. Mile High Cruise Planners is a top-rated travel agency operating in Johnstown, Colorado. For all your travel needs, call 970-578-9779 or visit milehighcruiseplanners.com.
The reason I'm focusing on Israel is because there's a new war that is going to take place in the Middle East in the near future. Benjamin Netanyahu knows it's going to take place. He's very aware of what's happening with the Hamas, Hezbollah. He knows that they have had time to rebuild their weapons, their arsenals, their depots, and he knows that war is coming. This is why he is once again Prime Minister of Israel. He's telling the United States, stay out of our business. Thank you, but no thank you. You have problems at home. You have stolen elections. You have weather warfare being waged on your land. You have economic problems. You have the rich people of the world stealing and robbing the bank accounts in Silicon Valley. Now, I know what's happening in America. You take care of America. You don't need to dictate to Israel what we should and should not do. You say that you want democracy? Well, then, don't send CIA operatives and CIA money into Israel to interfere with my newly elected government. This is what America's doing. But it's not going to work. And one thing is going to end all the protests and all of the screaming and yelling and nonsense. When Israel is, when they are at each other's throat, this is when the enemy, it's a strategic time for the enemy to make a move. At the same time, Russia shouldn't be meddling either. And Russia is now having dialogue with Iran. And this is out of thecradle.com also. Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian met with his Russian counterpart Sergey Lavrov yesterday in March in Moscow to discuss regional cooperation, the war in Ukraine, and Saudi Arabia, according to Press TV. Quote, reviews on the long-term strategic cooperation agreement between the two countries, Iran and Russia, have been finalized in Russia. Iran has also examined it. I hope that in less than a month, the final revision of the agreement will be carried out by Iran's foreign ministry. Iran's foreign minister said during the meeting, high-ranking Iranian and Russian delegations at different levels are exchanging views, and the presidents of the two countries are in constant contact with each other. Now, the Russian foreign minister affirmed that there is no alternative to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action and that the agreement should be implemented as soon as possible. I've told you that in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, when Russia invades the Middle East, Russia must come with Iran. Vladimir Putin, diplomatically, is continuing to strengthen ties between Iran and Russia. There are some issues, and Abdollahian said there are still some outstanding issues with the Saudi Arabia, but these issues are not going to be an obstacle to resuming relations with the Gulf neighbor. So even Iran and Saudi Arabia, thanks to China, have been also in dialogue for the first time in, 25 years? This was due to China. This is one of the first times that the United States has not been involved in any kind of a treaty, an agreement of this magnitude in the Middle East in 40 years, I think. It doesn't happen. But here in the last 2 weeks, China works out a deal without U.S. presence between Iran and Saudi Arabia. And then you have Russia and China working out a deal for multipolarity, a whole new alternate economic world. It's going to be a whole world of trade, of commerce. The currencies that are going to use a common currency. The nations can use their currencies, but the stable currency will be the yuan, Chinese yuan. And it's going to also have either gold or commodities backing. Nations at this point, they want more than anything to get away from the U.S. dollar because it is not backed by anything other than good wishes. So going on to this article, the world is waiting for the United States to retain its obligations under the nuclear agreement, which it will not. We'll be back in the program. Rick Rodriguez, the President Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now MyKind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries MyKind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. MyKind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey Jaquint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out that started on $25 per month to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquint, at 602-909-9048.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. In every life we have some...
There's going to be war in the Middle East again. There's going to be another conflict. The next conflict isn't going to be like the skirmishes that we've seen, which were basically really skirmishes in the last 10 years. This new conflict, which is where it's going to take place, is going to end in Israel taking over present-day Jordan as a nation. Israel is going to destroy Damascus and take over present-day Jordan. Now, just this morning, early, while we were counting sheep, Syrian air defense systems were activated to counter fresh missile attacks by the Israeli army targeting the city of Damascus from the occupied Golan Heights. According to reports, loud explosions heard over the Syrian capital. Several Israeli missiles were shot down. They say the attack inflicted material losses and injured 2 soldiers. The ministry in Syria, the defense ministry, confirmed the attacks They didn't provide details. Israel is hitting strategic targets. Benjamin Netanyahu, when Israeli intelligence gets info on certain sites that are, who knows what they're building? Who knows what they're doing in these sites? I think it's more than just, I don't know. But Netanyahu, he picks the targets. Thursday's attack is the fourth time Israel bombed Syria since the country was hit by the devastating earthquake in early February, which left 6,000 dead. There's going to be war in the Middle East. There is a coming war. These are like the little pre-earthquakes, little tremors before the big one. This is what we're seeing right now. These are the little indicators that there's war coming very shortly. The nations surrounding Israel, they are not going to sit much longer. They're going to provoke, antagonize, they're going to act. The hatred that they have for Israel is too great. Now with Benjamin Netanyahu once again prime minister, they know every day that they wait, Israel continues. And by Benjamin Netanyahu telling Joe Biden, don't meddle in Israel's affairs. This is a, you have to understand the Arab nations that hear this type of talk from this little tiny country telling the land of the plumed serpent and its leader to leave us alone, don't meddle. Who's Israel to tell America stay out of our affairs? Does Netanyahu know that there's money being sent, funded by American tax dollars to help overthrow him? Sure he does. He absolutely knows that. But he's not going to be deterred. Very shortly, they keep hitting Damascus. A rocket here, a campaign there, just a small in and out. One of these days is going to be a total in, and Damascus is going to cease to exist forever. That ends today's program, 1360KHSC.com for podcasts. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth. Talk to you tomorrow, end of the week. We'll end the week tomorrow. Have a good night.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.